Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Too Niche.
I'm Elizabeth.
I'm Lara.
And this is the show where we like to pick something, a topic, an idea, a trend, and just haul it all the way through.
We exhaustively haul, we studiously rate, and our taste is unparalleled.
Also, I like to think that like we scroll so that others don't have to. We're saving people the most precious thing that one has, and that's time.
Indeed.
Last week's haul took us to a place, conspiracy theory TikTok. A delightful haul, if I do say, although dark. But now I think we are moving into the light. Truly one of the lightest corners of the internet, in my opinion. And that is the Architectural Digest celebrity home tours.
I'm glad to be putting my Architectural Digest subscription to good use. It is now classified as a quote unquote job supply. So yeah, this is a win for all.
That's true. And I have to say that this particular haul came to us via DM by one of our listeners. Her name's Joey. And to that, we thank you because oftentimes we like to tap in and we say, where are we going this week? Someone guide us, whether it be the universe or our own hearts and minds or sometimes our listeners. And we were guided to this place right here. So thank you. We love a suggestion.
Yeah, thanks, Joey. The suggestion A plus from the second you suggested it to Elizabeth. She told me, I was like, it's done. It's happening. And now
and
here
so
we
it
are.
Is. Yeah. So I do feel that we can all find like common ground in an Architectural Digest home tour, whether we love it, whether we hate it, whether it makes us sad, whether it's aspirational. They never disappoint. Like they always conjure emotions for me. And generally they're positive, even if I hate it.
Yeah, it's always great to see the inside of a famous person's house because you want to see how they live, what their taste is, what their decor is like. And then for me, I get like inspiration and I take to Pinterest and I get rabid on there and I Google things. And it's just like a nice place to be that feels somehow more productive than just like looking at what people are wearing or like looking at clothes online.
Agree. It's like an active fascination, which I like.
So we're going to go through, I think, some of the best and the worst. And I would say like which ones like shocked us that we like, which ones have stood out to us as like favorites, informed our vibes. And I guess like maybe even vision board into the future of something that we would like to experience in a home where mm-hmm. we two, either of us, be in a position to own real estate.
Wow. The thought of it alone brings feelings.
I know.
Although I'm happy to be a renter in this era, I have to say.
Right now, given the like leaks and the rain, the water damage, the termites, I am also happy I don't own the building I live in. But I now understand why people want to buy houses. And I'll leave it at that.
Just put that in your pipe. Yeah. Where should we start? I think I'm going to just start at just like a natural place for the Too Niche universe. And that is Gwyneth Paltrow's Montecito home.
This is a classic. It's truly so Gwyneth that I can't like her style is very her style. Like I wouldn't necessarily want this for my own house, but it makes me happy that she has it. And I feel like she fits so well there. And I'm happy to see that she, when she gets an idea of something she likes, she hangs on to that idea and carries it from property to property. And I appreciate that.
The house is stunning. I love a blue and white kitchen, but few things have impacted my psyche or my vision board more than her at home spa.
The at home spa is truly next level.
So I have a little clip. I wonder if this is going to land in the audio integration as we talk about something visual, but let's try it.
Okay, this is kind of the most incredible thing of the house. It's a bit of a spa moment happening. Understatement. Understatement. You know, I'm into wellness, so I feel like it's justified, right? Well, maybe I can write it off as a business expense then. I think when we were conceiving of the house, we were trying to think of just like a forever, forever home and what would be the few things that are just so special and that, you know, you could use when you're much older. And so we were kind of thinking it would be amazing to have a real spa. And there's one in Paris called Bain de la Marais, and it sort of mimics that in its own way. And Robin and Stephen found these amazing tiles. They're handmade. And I love all the details that they had done and the color. And it's very calming in here as well. And there's a cold plunge, excellent for circulation, a hot tub, and then there's a steam and a sauna.
I think it's really important when making an investment to think of your future elderly self.
Totally.
And think, I'm going to want a steam shower, an infrared, and a cold plunge to keep my joints moving now and then. And I think it's a really smart investment. And it's just a huge A+.
Major A+ vibes. I don't know where I dropped the ball along the way, but I somehow like did not ever realize that she had a spa in her home until this very moment. And I feel like a fake Gwyneth head because of that. But I'm trying to move on. And I just, every day gives me a new opportunity to grow more and more respect for my queen. So hats off to her, A+ home. I'm loving this like wall of blue and white plates in the kitchen.
Yeah.
A plate wall feels like really important to me at this stage in life.
It's a nice integration of a collection and using that as decor.
Mm-hmm.
And I tip my hat to that. My mom is in the process of redoing her kitchen right now, so I've been having a lot of input. When you don't own your own house, you can then piggyback on your parents' investments and put in your two cents and feel like an actual adult in that sense. So I thank them for allowing me to give my opinion, and they're going blue and white in their kitchen. And so Gwyneth was on the vision board for that.
I love that.
The mood board.
Something I really relate to that Gwyneth said is that she thought when she was building this Montecito dream home, forever home, that she, as a self-obsessed furniture and design fanatic, she would just decorate it herself. But then she realized that she just couldn't do it alone and she was going to need help because there were too many areas that needed focus. And that is me after having my apartment renovated, a 700 square foot apartment. I feel like there are spaces that I don't know what to do with them. Things that I would love, that I need guidance on.
I think a second opinion of a thoughtful, design-minded friend is never a bad thing. I think you can, mm-hmm. like, I tend to be that person for so many people, and I love that, but I need that for myself always. Like, if it's too close and I can't see the truth. Hence where I am right now in the repainting process. We've had many conversations around the paint color, which is another reason why I'm loving this haul, because I'm getting some really good main area paint inspiration that is really guiding me towards making a much needed decision.
Yeah. Gwyneth, A plus as per usual. I wouldn't expect anything less.
Perfect. I think we should go to another one that is just incredibly aspirational. Sienna Miller's English Cottage.
Yeah.
It's located 45 minutes from London. She bought it when she was 25. It is a original 16th century home, which is protected by a landmark trust. Therefore, there were parts of it that she couldn't remodel at all. So it has impossibly low ceilings, which I also love. It is very English, eclectic. If you were to Nancy Myers something, I feel like this would really be that. And it's a storybook house.
It is. It's extremely the holiday vibes. But it's also, I just love the look of like, and I didn't know this about myself until I was really like going, like looking for some like new accessories and like colors that I liked and stuff when I was having my apartment repainted. But like, I love an English cottage, like the use of various prints, and this has so many delightful prints.
Okay, here we go.
Hello, AD. I'm Sienna Miller. Welcome to my cottage. I'm going to start in the kitchen because that's where everybody always ends up. In the last year, I've redecorated the house with my great friend, Gabby Dalal, who is a film director, but has the best taste of anyone I've ever met. So in lockdown, when she was panicking about what to do because her film was pushed, I said, you can do up my cottage, and she did. I bought this house when I was 25. In a moment of real panic, I was sort of in London and life was very intense, and I just was dreaming about having a place to get away to, and I saw this place online. It's about 45 minutes from London, and it was on to rent or buy, and I thought, I'll rent it for a year, and I came to see it, and fell completely in love and bought it. It's really my sanctuary. It's where I come to do nothing. 1920s crittle doors.
I love that for her at 25.
Me too. Hats off, A plus.
Her bedroom is one of my faves. I just like when a house looks like people actually live in it and feel cozy in it and have people over. I don't like it when it feels too done or sterile, or I'm really averse to like just like people with all white houses or like too light. Everything's too light in there.
I think we're definitely moving away from that as a whole. I think like for a minute, I'll say Kim and Kanye's house like really took over design trend. And then that quickly went to Amazon Home real quick. Mm-hmm. And now color is back. I think it's a COVID effect. Color, prints, storytelling within the space is becoming much more prominent versus just the like stark minimalist vibe. We've gone maximalist because we've had to, because we've been stuck in our houses and just stuff is around.
Yeah. And like, I'm not opposed to minimalism. I don't like clutter. I like there to be a place for everything, everything in its place, and like for things to look clean and polished, but I still want it to feel like cozy at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Cozy is key.
Mm-hmm. And this cottage is an extreme cozy.
A plus, cozy baby mode with an English accent. Yeah, I want that.
Now we have to go to another A plus, my personal ultimate favorite house on Arc Digest, Kendall Jenner's.
Ooh. This is this massive stone sink that I was like dying for. And it's about 300 pounds. And the guy who did my house basically said it was the hardest part of the entire house because they had to like restructure the walls behind it and stuff. So
goals.
Mm-hmm. May we all get to the point where our guest half bath is the most difficult thing to construct within our house design.
Yeah.
The sink is worth it, I will say.
Yeah. Everything about this house, like it feels cozy and approachable. And I just like love a Spanish or like Mediterranean style house is like my ultimate house vibe. And hers, like it also turned me on to the Clements Design interior decor team. And they're like my ultimate, like if I won the lottery and then could buy my own Spanish Mediterranean house, I would immediately hire them to make it as cozy and like rustic as possible.
Yeah, they did an incredible job with the furniture, the styling, the lighting. It's really A+. I also need to give an honorable mention to the art room.
Mm-hmm.
With the canvas drapes. That just sounds like I have an art corner.
Yeah, I don't have either of those things, but I love it and I want it. And like this also, I feel like introduced me to the concept of like old wood furniture that somehow also costs $5,000. And then when I saw that, I said, I need that. And I want that.
And she has her... Who's the artist in the hallway?
James Turrell.
She's
a James Turrell in the hallway. I love that.
She's got a nice little art collection. It's just checking all the boxes in a way that I tip my hat to.
Okay, so one of my like personal house goals, if I ever get to buy a house and live in like a decent sized house, it's important to me, I'm realizing, that my bedroom also feature like a living room. And like I need a bedroom with a fireplace, first things first. But then I need like a sitting area that is like a living space in the bedroom. And Kendall's house takes it next level because the bedroom has a fireplace, but it also has like a separate living room off the bedroom that's just your bedroom living room, and that is true luxury to me.
Yeah, fireplace, sitting area, and so it is.
Yeah, a fireplace in the bedroom is a non-negotiable. Fireplaces in general are like non-negotiables, but then fireplace in the bedroom, a must. Living room off of the bedroom that just is a living room for the bedroom, head explosion.
So when I was looking for the place I'm in now, which took 6 months of searching every single day, I had this vision. I made a list, and I tell everybody to do this when they're in searching for property. I made this list of like every single dream thing that I wanted. And one of my main things, bathtub, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And a door that opened to a garden from my bedroom, which is highly specific. And I was holding out for bedroom outdoor access, and I got it. So I think it's just very, very, very important to be clear on exactly what your dream living situation is, because it exists and it will find you. So fireplace and living room is on the docket, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have to move to like Gary, Indiana to find that.
There's nothing on this wrong budget, with the Midwest. Right. But the garden access from the bedroom is like one of the, like, I wake up and smile at it every morning. Makes me so happy. Just saying. Should we get to ones that aren't A pluses?
Yeah. Have we gotten like your ultimate faves out of the way?
My ultimate faves? I mean, there's so many.
Like the ones that like haunt you and you think about all the time. Like Kendall's is one that I think about constantly.
One that I found to be incredibly impressive was Emma Chamberlain's.
Oh, yeah.
Hers, it's a $4.3 million home, 5 beds, 5.5 baths, located in Beverly Hills. It was Prem Studio that partnered with her on the design. It just is like modern, young, fresh, cool, and like special.
I love the kitchen. Her kitchen is one of the best kitchens.
The kitchen's phenomenal.
Hi, AD. I'm Emma Chamberlain, and welcome to my house. I've been waiting for this moment my whole life. Please come in.
Okay, we didn't get... That didn't give me what I wanted.
That's okay.
That just gave us a visual montage of the photos and a cute hello from Emma while drinking her Chamberlain coffee, might I add. Okay, here, wait.
So I had some extra bedrooms to play with, and one thing that was kind of a dream of mine was to have sort of a dressing room where I can get my hair and makeup done. I can, you know, accessorize my outfits. I'm kind of mortified to admit that I have this as an entire room. Like, I'm going to be honest, it's a little bit, it's like, really, Emma? Yes. But see, like, if I live in this house when I'm older and I have a child, we're getting rid of this and we're putting a kid in here. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm thinking about the future, but for right now, it's time to be selfish. I live alone. So I had some extra...
Honestly, I don't think she needs to be apologetic for having her own dressing room and hair and makeup room.
No, I think that
sounds great to me.
Necessary if you're Emma Chamberlain. That's a tax write-off.
That's right. That square footage is an exact write-off.
What do you make, though, of like the rumor, the rumors and the nastiness that everybody that has an Arc Digest feature is just trying to sell their house? Like, they're just trying to list it. Not all, but many.
I think that's a 50-50. I think it definitely, if you are trying to sell it, it is a massive added value to have AD in there and styling it up and having the photos and having the footage, the receipts, proof, timeline, screenshots of the house, you know? I think also sometimes a lot of these design houses that are working with the client are dangling the potential of an AD home tour as a way to get kickbacks on specific design items and fixtures and furniture and all of that. So I think it's a both.
Do you think you get a discount from the designer if you are like, hey, I have an AD thing, work with me? How much stuff are people getting for free is my big question.
I think it's case by case. From my own particular knowledge, I know of people getting lighting fixtures, couches, finishes, those types of things are often provided if there's a guarantee of some type of editorial placement.
Very interesting.
But then I think when all is said and done, and when you're on the other side of that and you're ready to sell, obviously it behooves whomever is selling to have that content. Because then you can automatically get a premium for something that's been featured in a big outlet like that.
Designers typically get, what, 20% off of the MSRP?
Yeah. I believe that's industry standard. I think sometimes it's 10, sometimes it's 30. I think it depends.
Sometimes I'm just like, how are people buying like a $40,000 rug?
I think it all has to do with budget. If somebody has $1 million budget and a rug is going to tie in the space, or a designer is going to convince you that that's the rug to tie the space in, they're going to go with that.
Yeah.
I will say I spent the weekend on a trip down memory lane watching $1 million Decorators from Bravo from 2011. It's on Netflix right now.
Oh my God. I'm going to watch that. It's the best. I was obsessed with that show.
First of all,
one of my all-time faves.
We failed to include it in our Bravo One Hit Wonders because I believe it's only one season, right?
No, it was two.
It was two. Okay, good. Phew. I was like, oh no.
Don't worry. I wouldn't have let that slip.
Mm-mm. Okay. Even more fascinating and enjoyable about the show is that all of the designers featured are all still killing it. Like beyond. They're all huge names. Another really fun thing about it is how much trends have shifted in the design space from 2011 till now, because most of it all looks incredibly 2011.
It looks dated?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like none of it's really, I mean, some of it's timeless, but the majority of it, the color schemes, the prints, the styling was just very of a particular era. And you don't really think of, I guess, trends shifting as much, or at least I hadn't really given it much thought until it was just like in my face. And I find similarly the same thing with old episodes of Flipping Out, something that I also have been indulging in lately.
Okay. I can't wait to check it out and take that trip down memory lane.
Mary McDonald, a queen.
Queen. Absolute queen. Fellow pug owner, might I add.
That's right. Multiple pug owner. Many, goals. Many a pug.
Like a tumbleweed blowing in an early spring wind, Sexy Unique Podcast is back on tour with a brand new show, an immersive musical comedy erotic spectacular that will debut on February 25th in L.A., Los Angeles.
Yeehaw! Then, what in tarnation? Carrie and I will be hitting the dusty trails, parking our steeds in Oklahoma City on March 1st. Then, on to the Lone Star State for two shows, Dallas-Fort Worth on March 2nd, and Austin, Texas, March 4th.
Us cowgirls are ready to lay down the law, so come get in line because it's time to two-step.
Giddy up on over to sexyuniquepodcast.com right now and get your tickets while they're still hotter in Hades. That's sexyuniquepodcast.com for tickets for the Texas tour.
I need to bring the convo down.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to go to a place of Demi Lovato.
I'm haunted. I think I had avoided her / their house out of just principle because I knew it had nothing to offer me except negativity. So I never had tried to look. But then for the purposes of this podcast, I was like, okay, I must research in the name of Too Niche so that I know what I'm talking about. And I really wish that I had never seen this abode. I was no wonder you're fucking crazy.
They're calling the...
You live in a loony bin.
It's trippy modern farmhouse is the category, apparently.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
It is so upsetting when there are these figures in the public eye with so much access, the budget, and just like nobody reeling them in.
But it's also like you learn a lot and you're like, oh, this all tracks. Like I'm totally understanding like what your problem is when I see this interior.
Okay, it's 6 bedrooms, 7 bath, 8,500 square feet in Studio City, a modern farmhouse space. There is a theater and a backyard swimming pool, a puppy play area, a glam room, and a whole lot of shapes, colors, and textures.
This is just, I can't find really one space that speaks to me. Maybe a guest bathroom or like a landing.
Mm. None of it's working for me. It actually makes me anxious to watch the open door tour. I feel unsettled at best.
Also, like, the dog play area is great in theory, but all I can think about is, like, the poor assistant who has to clean shit up from there every day.
Oh, yeah. You know, she's like, not doing that.
No.
Here's a little intro from Ms. Lovato.
Hey, AD. I'm Demi Lovato. Welcome to my home.
The room that has the cloud activation on the top of it.
Mm-mm.
I think the reason why I have a distaste for it is I like something timeless. I like something that I'm not going to tire of after like a year or two. And there's just like too much flash, no fash, as I like to say. Like, it's just too much in your face and there's no style behind it. And thus, you're going to want to change it real quick.
I think this is a woman in crisis. I think this is a Disney Channel mindset. It's of someone who stopped maturing at age 11 and then made lots of money and then got to make a house and decisions about the house. And I want nothing to do with it. I don't ever want to go there. If you ever find yourself inside these walls, run, don't walk to the nearest exit and charter yourself an Uber to get as far away from it as possible. It is a no for me, an F across the board. I'm stressed. There's no cohesion.
So stressed.
It's a stressful space.
Yeah, F. From time to time, when one welcomes Arc Digest into their home, there tends to can stir up a little controversy. The internet loves controversy. So this one occurred with Ashley Tisdale, and I'm going to play said controversial clip, and then we can discuss.
Bookshelves, I have to be honest, did not have books in it like a couple days ago. I had my husband go to a bookstore and I was like, you need to get 400 books. Obviously, my husband's like, we should be like collecting books over time and putting them in the shelves. And I was like, no, not when AD comes.
So
that's sweet.
People were pressed, which I think they're losers for that personally, because I would be doing the exact same thing and I probably wouldn't have said anything. So I like that she did.
Is this the first home or the second home that she was featured? The 2022 home?
2022.
This was a home. There's elements of it that I really liked. But then I was also like, this is one of those like almost like white homes for me. Except they do have like a really sick screening room. And I was excited about that. For her and for anyone that gets to go over to her house.
Yeah, I would be happy to hang out there. No questions. I think...
And the pool area is really nice.
The pool area
is nice. It's very Tisdalian. Yeah.
Exactly. If I was going to identify...
It's a Tisdalian affair at Ashley Tisdale's house.
If I was going to identify a style category, it's Tisdalian. You hit the nail on the head. I just thought it was funny that people were so upset. Ooh, she has an outdoor sauna, one of those circle wood ones. So that's cool.
Yeah.
That's nice. That automatically ups it up a grade in my book.
Yeah, I don't mind it. It's a real C for me. Like, there are elements of it that I like, but it's not one that like stays in my brain rent free.
I'm going to give it a B minus. But like a B minus that I would happily live in.
I'd take it, but I wouldn't be the happiest I've ever been about it. Can we talk about someone's home that really shocked me with how much I liked it?
Yes.
Rita Ora.
That was on my list too.
Beyond. It's so pretty. It's unique. It has like great style. She lives in like a Victorian era English cottage, and it's cozy but elevated.
But it's like a completely different English cottage energy than a Sienna Miller.
Yeah. It's like more Victorian.
Yeah.
And it's stunning.
Stunning, styled within an inch of its life. Just completely, honestly, I've never seen anything she was in or heard any of her music except for one song. And I'm now a Rita Ora fan based off of the pictures of her home, which any good home tour will do.
I'm so into it. The outdoor space is beautiful. Like, it's just beautiful. I'm like, I didn't even realize that she was that successful, but then here she is with this like stunning English cottage. And I was like, I guess she does work after all. I don't know.
She's international love.
Yeah, she's extremely international, but this house was like, it's really good.
It's really good.
This is
good.
An A for me.
Yeah. Huge
The TV
A.
room. Great TV room. The art that she has, I'm a little bit, but like the decor, the TV room, colors, I'm into.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can I bring us to an interesting fact?
Mm-hmm.
So the most view at the time of research, let's just say, because this may or may not have been altered. Who knows? The Bryce Dallas Howard one could blow up any moment. The most watched episode of Open Door Arc Digest is Wiz Khalifa's. His was viewed 43 million times. He has a $4.6 million mansion and recording studio in Sherman Oaks, California. Should we take a little audio tour?
Yeah.
All right, so this space right here is clearly for kicking it, chilling. It's just a good vibe, you know what I mean? Come over here, you get spanked in some pool. We got the Steelers felt on top because I'm from Pittsburgh. The vinyls, we got old school Equimanized on there right now. That's what Sebastian was listening to, my son. I got a lot of my plaques and stuff in here just to like commemorate the hard work that we put in and like make us put some more hard work in. This is the dab bar as well as the drink bar. Pot. We're big smokers over here, so it's a lot of smoking stuff. I have a 100 joint roller. It rolls 100 joints at one time. Probably take like 3 days to smoke 100 joints. Not even passing to the homies. That's just me. I love this because it's one of the bigger parts of the house. And when you walk in, you kind of just get the vibe of my son. It's just a good space because there's like different compartments, you know what I mean? He's got his play area, he's got his learning area, he's got his, you know, imagination station over there, and then, you know, he gets to do him. We just do it the freeway, you know what I'm saying? Oh, it's lit. Two gumballs for my guests. And that's how it works. Yeah, this is a really good part of the house as well. Feels like
I'm just really happy that Wiz Khalifa's son has a place to do him within the home.
Yeah, important to give your kids their own space to do them.
My guess as to one of the reasons why this particular home tour was so viewed is maybe because of the dab bar. Could that be it?
Yeah, I guess so. And like, he's probably more famous than a lot of the people. Like, he's going to bring like an even larger demographic to the Architectural Digest website than like Gwyneth Paltrow. Like, not everyone is going to be thrilled or desirous of seeing the interior of Gwyneth's Montecito house. But Wiz, you're like, hey, I want to know where he lives and what he's doing.
Yeah, I think like the Gwyneth market is already the Arc Digest subscriber.
Yeah, and I think like the website itself, not as much now, but I think it has like skewed extremely like white, so this is like mixing it up in a whole new way.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
another highly controversial ARC Digest Open Door tour moment involved a lady named Ms. Dakota Johnson.
I loved her house.
Okay, yeah. First of all, let's talk about the house before we get into the controversy. This house fucked me up. Like, truly, it's top to bottom perfect. It is a classic California mid-century, formerly owned by Ryan Murphy. Fun fact. The architect, the original architect in the space was Carl Mastin, and then design firm Pierce and Ward came in and did an incredible job. To me, this is more my style than Kendall Jenner's, I would say.
I love that.
Just to compare and contrast.
I like to know that. I like her kitchen better than Kendall's kitchen. I don't like Kendall's like teal.
Yeah. So cabinets. The green in Dakota's kitchen is phenomenal. And it's actually the color Alligator Alley from Benjamin Moore, in case anybody is interested. As I said, I'm in a paint zone right now. So I'm looking into paint names and parent companies. So we mentioned the bright green kitchen, which perfectly brings us to this classic AD moment.
I love limes. I love them. They're great. I love them so much, and I like to present them like this in my house.
So the backstory on that was that her style, like home stylist, whoever did the styling for the AD visit, put limes in her kitchen, and she's actually allergic to limes. So that's why we had that moment.
I love that.
A bit of a nine in a bowl energy.
Total nine in a bowl. But that's also like such a thing of you have to have some sort of fruit or vegetable, but usually like a fruit displayed prominently in a bowl if your house is to be featured in an architectural
diet. You have to do it.
So like I always like to keep an eye on like what's the trending fruit. Like sometimes like you'll notice people are doing like just citrus, like lemon, lime, maybe some oranges, but sometimes people branch out into like a pomegranate territory, which I think is interesting. Some people branch into artichoke. Some people just have like a plate of berries. Like it's always interesting to see like what fruits will pop up.
From a styling choice, it's more of what aligns with the color scheme. What's going to pop? What's going to integrate well? In my own life, I'm a lemons and grapefruits, oranges, bananas type of girl. Mm-hmm. Avocados, that kind of thing.
Yeah, currently I'm like oranges. The big top knot oranges would be my thing right now.
Yep. I love her house. It is an absolute jaw dropper.
Yeah, it's stunning.
When it comes to small spaces, there's two I want to highlight who I think have done a really interesting, fun job. First being Laverne Cox's New York City studio. I was very impressed with how they utilized the space. It's one of those like tons of storage that you don't see type of situations. It's a little bit of a spaceship vibe in terms of the lighting that they chose, but she has like a Murphy glam room. So like a door opens up and then it like reveals a glam room, which I love for a tiny NYC pied-a-terre. And I just really, it was a memorable tour for me.
Yeah, I love like any living space that looks like a hotel room hits hard for me. And this, because it's like a pretty small apartment, right? It's like 600 something square feet. So I feel like the only way to go when you're working with that kind of square footage is to just lean into hotel room vibes and make it like sleek luxury hotel. And that it is extremely that.
It hits it on the head. So here's a little clip.
Hi, AD. My name's Laverne Cox and welcome to my New York City studio apartment. You want to come in? Come on in. What's great about the table in terms of function is that it folds into the wall. So when we don't need it, then it can sort of fold away, which is great. Then when we're doing glam or when we have a bunch of people over, sometimes it's great to have the table down because we eat here, but then other times the table goes away so that we can work. And this is not just a panel for the television. It is a panel that reveals my mini Murphy glam room. Like a Murphy bed, it kind of opens up and it's like a lovely little surprise. And I'm just completely obsessed with this lighting. And it's just so, it feels like diamonds.
Major. Innovative. Never before seen.
Show-stopping. I wouldn't have picked the tile for the glam nook, but not my space, but I would gladly stay there.
Yeah.
Hands down.
I would 100% feel comfortable staying there and I'd be luxuriating and I'd be taking a bath because the bathroom looks extreme luxe.
Another tiny space, by New York standards, a totally normal size space, is Chloe Fineman's apartment. I really appreciated this for... it just seems like very accessible, down to earth, beautifully executed in a space that like someone we know would have.
Oh yeah. This one also lives rent free in my brain, just as like, I love the little corners and moments. I love the huge couch and the marble coffee table. And I like that she decided not to make a dining room and instead make it another chill room. I was like, oh, I'm going to bookmark that because I think dining rooms are really overrated. Who's like having like big dining room moments?
I think the dining room is a bit a thing of the past unless it's being utilized. We're seeing that front room usually turned into something more habitable nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, this peasant era, we can't be wasting square footage for the occasional fancy dinner. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And who can even like afford to cook that much and have people over? Not me.
Just a beautifully adorned space. It's eclectic. It's just visually love it. It's an A+. And I have to say, the paint that she has chosen, she did Farrow and Ball's Dimity in her living room, and I am looking to color match that.
Oh, I love that.
I'm not going to purchase Farrow and Ball because it is 4 times more expensive than any other paint brand, yet their colors are phenomenal, so I understand why we love it so much, but you can really go to like any place and they'll mix and match for you.
I love that. I wish many things before I went into my own like paint journey, but you live and you learn.
But I will say the paint choice is plural that you went with are A+. And that's, I think, the hardest thing is to pick something that you, that's going to elevate the space and also that you're not going to tire of. So that's where I've been like dancing back and forth of like, do I want to do something like leaning a little warmer? Do I want something leaning a little bit more yellow, still in the white family, but it's going entirely all over the main open floor plan area and the bedroom. So I'm just like dragging my feet.
I think you want like a true neutral that can go either way.
I know, but then, and then I'm fully there. But then I think like, oh, do I want like to lean into a little bit more of a color pop because it is such a small space. So like, why not have some fun?
But couldn't you do that for your bedroom?
Yeah.
Like that's why, well, part of the reason why my bedroom ended up this color is because once it became clear that I was going to have to hire a painter to execute the paint that I wanted. If I wanted to do lime wash in the bedroom, I was like, that simply is out of my budget. So we're going to have to pivot and go in a whole new direction. But I'm glad, because I was the same way where I was like, do I want to make more of a statement in like the main living area? Do I want to like have a real story with the paint? And I'm glad that I didn't stray too far from like just a very basic like white color. Like it has the character, but it also is just like easy to like put things against.
And you went with Portola for both the downstairs and the upstairs. What were the two colors you went with?
I went with the color Eastwood for downstairs and like the main and like hallway closet. And then in the bedroom, I went with Carmel.
Great choices. I love them. I'm going to play a little clip of Chloe's tour because it's relatable and I enjoyed it. So
ignore. So this is my bathroom. There was this original blue tile and then I painted it recently, another painting of my sister's. The coolest part is this chandelier I got in Cleveland while I was doing White Noise, and this was $100. That's crazy. And the coolest part is I put things on a dimmer and then I can take my beautiful bath. These towels are my favorite thing in the world. I got rid of every towel I've ever owned and just do these bathing culture towels. They dry your body, they're like a cloud, they're huge. You can take them to the beach and they just remind me of Northern California where I'm from. I love color, obviously. And as soon as I moved to New York, being from California, it's like, everyone's in like black and blue and like all this stuff. And I've always just, God, look at me. Look at this. This is horrible. This is not what I wanted to become. Any hippie doodle rainbow stuff really helps me out. Oh, and the toilet's clean. Let's continue.
Bathing culture towels as featured on Too Niche.
I was influenced by this Architectural Digest to get the bathing culture towels. Yeah. So thank you, Chloe Fineman.
I was going to say her bathroom tile reminds me very much of yours.
I know. That's why I had that color as like an option, like kind of going with a more minty greeny color because I liked the way that that looked in her bathroom, but I opted for a different color, but same towels.
One of my favorite moments ever, and this is a deep cut, but her apartment reminds me very much of when Drew Barrymore was demoing her apartment and she anticipated the window through the wall.
She was happy to discover.
It's just the best.
I love that.
She delivers.
I'm really trying to figure out, now I'm like back in like a place of home.
Do we need to talk about Drake?
I think so. Just as like a warning for all people.
A warning to when you hit like a certain socioeconomic status, don't do this. Don't build an airport mall.
There's no need to go into like LAX territory when it comes to your home. And Drake's Architectural Digest did just that.
There is so much marble. There's so much lighting. There's exposed scaffolding, which I don't understand that choice, but okay. There's just like a lot of marble work, as I said. I can't let it go. And it's like a scary hotel that I don't want to be in.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. It's very garish. And he's like, this is one of the things I'll leave behind. And I was like, yeah, you will, because it would cost millions of dollars to like demo this.
It's giving.
It just is like,
some of the rooms are like cocaine, some of the rooms are ecstasy, and then it's like the rest are speedball.
Yeah, it kind of would be a fun house. Like, this would be a fun house to like rent with friends and stay in for a weekend. But like anything beyond that, like for a big birthday, like a 50th birthday party or 40th birthday party, anything beyond that is a bit much.
A fun fact, his bed is $420,000 from Hastings.
Oh, nice.
There's also lighting that is very prominent within many of the rooms and also very expensive large lighting installations seem to be a main theme.
Have you ever laid on a Hastings bed?
I don't think so.
Me neither. I'm like, can it really be that good?
I have a friend who has one.
It's time for you to go lay on it.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. I'm like, why have I not laid on it? But I know that she was happy with the purchase.
Okay.
Don't they go and like flip it for you? It comes with flipping service.
They absolutely better come do that. If you're paying like $30,000 for a bed, it's going to need its own assistant.
Mm-hmm. Another tragedy in the design space is, and I hate to say this because I don't want to stifle anybody's like creative freedom, but Cara Delevingne's house.
Yeah. This should have been the first red flag that all was not well with Miss Delevingne. But instead, we just thought, oh, she's a quirked up lesbian, like just doing her thing. And doesn't she have like a ball pit in her house?
Yeah, I've got to pull this up. I think the ball pit is the least of the offenses. Like, it's one of those examples where I go like full kombucha girl where I'm like, well, maybe not. No. There's levels to the experience of these photos.
It's incredibly like Tampa Bay's. And I think that someone needs to take away like neon signage from lesbians.
The neon signage just needs to, we need to
neon
call
signage
it.
Against like a tropical like backdrop is incredible. Like we can't do that anymore.
No, we can't. And I think
if
that
you're gonna be a lesbian with neon signage, you gotta go the Kendall Jenner, James Turrell route.
Yeah, but the neon writing is done. We need to find a new way to get your brand out there in every sense of the word. I'm talking to restaurants, I'm talking to podcasts, and I'm talking to interior design choices.
This is a hard truth, but it has to be said. You know what? I wish The Weeknd had a Arc Digest feature because I really liked seeing his house on The Idol.
I did too. I think that it was an interesting aspect, let's say, to the viewing experience. It actually is like one of the handful of things that actually made that semi-interesting.
Are there any other honorable mentions in this
honorable
space?
Mention to the worsts, Debbie Ryan.
Ooh, yeah. I can't even like really go down that path because you made me look at it and it scarred me for life.
Yeah, I don't want to get into it. I just am.
Just avoid it. Just avoid it at all costs. Yeah. Oh, I need to shout out Lenny Kravitz's Arc Digest.
Yeah. Well, he is a full blown interior designer. He has his own
interior designer.
As any CB2
head would know.
That's right. But he like full blown has a design firm.
Mm-hmm. His Brazilian compound. I was inspired.
Yeah.
His eye for design is really good. Like the taste level, he's working on like another playing field with the taste levels.
It's beyond. He also has a penthouse in France.
And a man with a lot of properties under his belt.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way.
And I actually was at his daughter's house in New York and he designed that too. And it is one of the most insane properties I've ever been to.
See, I really wish that I had a parent that was like an interior design genius. That would help me so much.
Yeah. Like, I don't need to be a Nepo baby, but I would love to be whatever the equivalent of that in the design world is.
A deco baby.
Yeah.
Well, we came, we saw, we hauled.
We really did. I'm inspired. I've pinned things for later. I appreciate all of these recognizable names allowing us into their humble abodes and giving us the opportunity to haul.
Me too. What this haul taught me is that I might need to go with an oxblood colored rug for my bedroom.
Oh yeah. That could be cool.
Or even like a eggplant.
Hmm.
But lots I think like think a about. Dark. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm learning. I'm ideating. And we're, of course, hauling.
Hauling. And staying niche. So until next time.
Stay niche.
Bye. Too Niche is created and hosted by Laura Marie Shanehalls and me, Elizabeth Cott.
Today's episode was edited by AJ Mosley. If you love today's episode, please give us a 5-star A+ rating in Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast audio. And be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And be sure to smash the follow on Instagram and TikTok at this_is_too_niche.